Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I have to tell you a funny story. I'm interviewing Freddie and Annie Haler and from their home in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're featuring their CD, which is it's a whole new stratosphere. It's called Song of Angels. It's really a supernatural CD. You see, Freddie was preparing for a career in opera, and God apprehended him in I mean, Freddie, your opera teachers, they were so upset because they literally, I mean, how authoritative was this guy that said you had a voice like Caruso?
Well, he was one of the top vocal trainers in the world and was with Corelli and was with Pavarotti and with Domingo and Carreras and backstage. You know, he was one of the big trainers and stage directors, assistant to stage directors at the Met. And so God providentially brought him here to retire 10 minutes from our house. And it was definitely someone who knew what he was talking about and knew the industry.
Now, you've had so many visions of heaven, especially as you're worshiping. But Annie, you provoked me to jealousy because you literally saw a 42-foot angel. Tell me about this angel.
Yes, I saw a 40 to 45-foot angel standing in my backyard one day, and I was just leaving the back steps of the patio and going to get my dog. And all of a sudden, I was looking at the ground, I looked up, and there he was, just standing in all his glory.
Now, when something like that happens to you, does it scare you? Are you in awe? What's going on inside of you when you see an angel of that magnitude?
There is a trembling, and there is an incredible awe. There's an incredible understanding of the mightiness of our God, that these are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, that he would send these angels, send them forth to help us as we go about doing the work of the kingdom.
Describe this, I mean, this huge angel. Describe this angel to me.
This angel was in a robe, what we would consider a robe. And the angelic dress is different than anything that's on this earth. It's very glory-like material. It shimmers and shines like it's alive. The incredibleness of their muscular structure. There's nothing on the earth that we really understand to be that way, because when we see people who are like Mr. Atlases and people who are Mr. Universes, that seems like a 90...
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I have to tell you a funny story. I'm interviewing Freddie and Annie Haler and from their home in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're featuring their CD, which is it's a whole new stratosphere. It's called Song of Angels. It's really a supernatural CD. You see, Freddie was preparing for a career in opera, and God apprehended him Freddie, your opera teachers, they were so upset because they literally, I mean, how authoritative was this guy that said you had a voice like Caruso?
Well, he was one of the top vocal trainers in the world and was with Corelli and was with Pavarotti and with Domingo and Carreras and backstage. You know, he was one of the big trainers and stage directors, assistant to stage directors at the Met. And so God providentially brought him here to retire 10 minutes from our house. And it was definitely someone who knew what he was talking about and knew the industry.
Now, you've had so many visions of heaven, especially as you're worshiping. But, Annie, you provoked me to jealousy because you literally saw a 42-foot angel. Tell me about this angel.
Yes, I saw a 40 to 45-foot angel standing in my backyard one day, and I was just leaving the back steps of the patio and going to get my dog. And all of a sudden, I was looking at the ground, I looked up, and there he was, just standing in all his glory.
Now, when something like that happens to you, does it scare you? Are you in awe? What's going on inside of you when you see an angel of that magnitude?
There is a trembling, and there is an incredible awe. There's an incredible understanding of the mightiness of our God, that these are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, that he would send these angels, send them forth to help us as we go about doing the work of the kingdom.
Describe this, this huge angel. Describe this angel to me.
This angel was in a robe, what we would consider a robe. And the angelic dress is different than anything that's on this earth. It's very glory-like material. It shimmers and shines like it's alive. The incredibleness of their muscular structure. There's nothing on the earth that we really understand to be that way, because when we see people who are like Mr. Atlases and people who are Mr. Universes, that seems like a 90...
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I have to tell you a funny story. I'm interviewing Freddie and Annie Haler from their home in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're featuring their CD, which is it's a whole new stratosphere. It's called Song of Angels. It's really a supernatural CD. You see, Freddie was preparing for a career in opera, and God apprehended him. Freddie, your opera teachers, they were so upset because they literally, how authoritative was this guy that said you had a voice like Caruso?
Well, he was one of the top vocal trainers in the world, and was with Corelli, and was with Pavarotti, and with Domingo, and Carreras, and backstage. He was one of the big trainers and stage directors, assistant to stage directors at the Met. And so God providentially brought him here to retire 10 minutes from our house. And it was definitely someone who knew what he was talking about and knew the industry.
Now, you've had so many visions of heaven, especially as you're worshiping. But, Annie, you provoked me to jealousy because you literally saw a 42-foot angel. Tell me about this angel.
Yes, I saw a 40 to 45-foot angel standing in my backyard one day, and I was just leaving the back steps of the patio and going to get my dog. And all of a sudden, I was looking at the ground, I looked up, and there he was, just standing in all his glory.
Now, when something like that happens to you, does it scare you? Are you in awe? What's going on inside of you when you see an angel of that magnitude?
There is a trembling, and there is an incredible awe. There's an incredible understanding of the mightiness of our God, that these are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, that he would send these angels, send them forth to help us as we go about doing the work of the kingdom.
Describe this, this huge angel, describe this angel to me.
This angel was in a robe, what we would consider a robe. And the angelic dress is different than anything that's on this earth. It's very glory-like material. It shimmers and shines like it's alive. The incredibleness of their muscular structure. There's nothing on the earth that we really understand to be that way, because when we see people who are like Mr. Atlases and people who are Mr. Universes, that seems like a 90...
Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I have to tell you a funny story. I'm interviewing Freddie and Annie Haler and from their home in Wilmington, North Carolina. We're featuring their CD, which is it's a whole new stratosphere. It's called Song of Angels. It's really a supernatural CD. You see, Freddie was preparing for a career in opera, and God apprehended him in I mean, Freddie, your opera teachers, they were so upset because they literally, I mean, how authoritative was this guy that said you had a voice like Caruso?
Well, he was one of the top vocal trainers in the world, and was with Corelli and was with Pavarotti and with Domingo and Carreras and backstage. He was one of the big trainers and stage directors, assistant to stage directors at the Met. And so God providentially brought him here to retire 10 minutes from our house. And it was definitely someone who knew what he was talking about and knew the industry.
Now, you've had so many visions of heaven, especially as you're worshiping. But Annie, you provoked me to jealousy because you literally saw a 42-foot angel. Tell me about this angel.
Yes, I saw a 40 to 45-foot angel standing in my backyard one day. And I was just leaving the back steps of the patio and going to get my dog. And all of a sudden, I was looking at the ground, I looked up, and there he was, just standing in all his glory.
Now, when something like that happens to you, does it scare you? Are you in awe? What's going on inside of you when you see an angel of that magnitude?
There is a trembling, and there is an incredible awe. There's an incredible understanding of the mightiness of our God, that these are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation, that he would send these angels, send them forth to help us as we go about doing the work of the kingdom.
Describe this, this huge angel. Describe this angel to me.
This angel was in a robe, what we would consider a robe. And the angelic dress is different than anything that's on this earth. It's very glory-like material. It shimmers and shines like it's alive. The incredibleness of their muscular structure. There's nothing on the earth that we really understand to be that way, because when we see people who are like Mr. Atlases and people who are Mr. Universes, that seems like a 90...